He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, hello again. Boy, have we had some big winds lately. I've had to go out and hunt for my trash can more than once. The winds here have been a little bit too much for me to take the motorcycle out too, but that's not going to stop Seth and I from hopping in the truck and heading out for a burger and maybe a trip to the thrift stores. I hope you're having fun in your hometown. If not, well, you better get to it. I'm Jason Kirtman, that guy that's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and I'm not talking about a beverage, I'm talking about the concept, about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in the good old U.S. of A. Hey, what do you say we get started with all the toe-tapping, smile-starting fun we have here every week, right here on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Jim Danner to the rescue. Jim Danner to the rescue. Jim Danner to the rescue. Go, Jim Danner. Go, Jim Danner. Jim Danner on a mountain top. 30,000 feet to drop. Spider lady on a runaway horse. Aha, that's right, of course. Jim Danner to the rescue. Go, Jim Danner. Go, Jim Danner. She was feeling a kind of blue. Jim Danny is the kind of guy. Never liked to see a little girl cry. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go, Jim Danny. Go, Jim Danny. Jim Danny to the rescue. Jim Danny to the rescue. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go, Jim Danny. Go! Jim Danny in a submarine got a message from a mermaid queen. She was hanging from a fishing line. Jim Danny didn't waste no time. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go, Jim Danny. Go, Jim Danny. Jim Danny wanted to go to Maine. Got a ticket on a DC plane. Jim Danny didn't need no suit. He was hip for Hannah and ready to boot. Jim Danny to the rescue. Go, Jim Danny. Go, Jim Danny. Go, go, go. Jim Danny. Go, go, go. Jim Danny. Go, go, go. Jim Danny. Go on, Jim Danny.
That was Laverne Baker with Jim Dandy. Here's one we played a month or so back. It's a fun one by Bill Carlisle called What Kind of Deal Is This?
Now me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light, having to wait. And this old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now you know the thing that was a-getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just a sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'll tell me who he is. We drove along, I thought, man, oh man, cause me and him and Liz is all three are holding hands. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I'd better stop it, it was going too fur, cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I knowed it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd just let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed it. I was out on a limb, cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I said, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She said, I don't know him. I thought he was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing here then? But what kind of deal is this? So So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I said, "Man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes?" And he said, "Well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't." And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face. He broke loose and run like a snake. And now here I stand just looking at Liz, and both of us are wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? I wish, if you find out, I wish you'd let me know, because, boy, I ain't never been mixed up before in my life like this.
Here's a great old classic by Johnny Preston. It's Running Bear. Boomba, 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 boomba,
boomba, boomba, boomba. On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little White Dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little White Dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear dove in the water, little White Dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Turn your head 360 degrees around you and you're sure to see a stupid criminal somewhere. The most recent suspect to have the bright idea to try biting off his fingertips to avoid identification was Mr. Kirk Kelly. He was wanted in Tampa, Florida for violating probation. And earlier this year, he was picked up in Akron, Ohio. While being detained in Akron, he began to chew the skin off of his fingers. And even if he had succeeded, he was easily identified as Mr. Kirk Kelly because of his body tattoos. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely?
need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight. Pretty woman, don't walk on by. Pretty woman, don't make me cry. Pretty woman, don't walk away, hey. Okay. If that's the way it must be, okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back?
That was Roy Orbison with Pretty Woman. I don't know why, but this song just makes me smile every time. Here's Elvis Presley with Good Luck Charm.
Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. I want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. Happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and thank you to all of the programmers out there across the country that make sure that the Jason Kirkman Show is prepared for your listeners every week. I really, really do appreciate it. If you'd like to check out all of the stations that carry the show, go to my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. And click on the links on the homepage. It'll take you right over to their websites. While you're there, why don't you check out the blog and send me an email? I would really, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I'd love to hear from you. And I'll take this moment to remind you to spend some special time with the ones you love this week. You won't regret it, and they won't forget it. This is The Jason Kirkman Show.
How y'all are? I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee. You know, the mainest thing in life is for people to laugh. Don't y'all sit out there like a bottle of stale water for how come you don't laugh? That's much more better. I guarantee. You know, I got a friend who lived in the little town of Bumpkin. Louisiana. That's just south of Alexander. Alexander right on the middle of Louisiana. In the Dixon and Mason line, we're on right through Bonky. Anything north of that, that's with the Yankees, as far as us kids. And I never will forget this friend with me was in one of them barroom saloons, you know? And he was not in there for a prayer meeting, too, you hear? And he'd get drunk and good. And he walk out of that place, he don't know his right hand from his left hand, you know? And he supposed to took his right hand and brought himself home. But he don't did that. He took a left hand. And he walked into a cemetery, how you call a graveyard. And he stumbled over them headstones. And somebody done haul off and dig one of them brand new fresh graves. There's been rain for 4 or 3 days and everything's slickery. Oh, me. And he haul off and he slip himself down, ka-choom, right into them graves. And them side is slippery, you know, and he's drunk too. That don't help him some, and he can't get up. And he yell, help me, I'm cold. And he keep yelling like that, you know, help me, I'm cold. And one of his friends brought himself out of them same barroom saloon, in the same shape like him, drunk. And he hear that, help me, I'm cold. And he got a big curious, like all us kids, we got a big curious, you know. And he got to go see what that is, what yell, help me, I'm cold, from a graveyard. And he walk in there and he stumble all over them headstones, just like that other fella. But he's more careful when he get to them open grave, he look down there at that cage and lay on the bottom of them grave, yell, help me, I'm cold. And he look down there and say, of course you cold, you done kick all your dirt off of you out here.
Friends and neighbors, I'd like to take just a moment to tell you about a feature that you just might have on your smartphone. Please make sure that your emergency alerts are turned on if you have a smartphone. Recently, I was alerted by my phone to an Amber Alert about a young girl who had been abducted right here in New Mexico. It is good to be aware of what's going on around you, and you never know, that knowledge might just save a life. If you do have any problems making sure your phone is set to provide you with those alerts, just go to the nearest wireless store, and in all honesty, you could probably go to the nearest teenager. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Thank you. I can.
Well, that was Ivory Joe Hunter with Since I Met You Baby. Here is Mr. Ricky Nelson. What a teen heartthrob he was, huh? With Stood Up.
Well, I've been waiting ever since, I guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, brokenhearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, brokenhearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again.
Jane Goodall once said, "One thing I learned from watching chimpanzees with their infants is that having a child should be fun. Go out and play with your child today and have a little fun." This is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Then you know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallis. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue. So rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue.
Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget, when making your family vacation plans this year, check out alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. You might just leave wishing you lived here. Don't forget that today's program is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. Ask your grandmother about Fuller Brush. Make some memories with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. That's the theme. I'm going to leave you with another great song from Jackie Wilson, Talk That Talk. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
You ought to see my baby walking down the avenue. All in arm with me. It's a beautiful sight to see. You ought to hear my loving baby whisper.